The Neander Valley was a popular venue for outings as early as the 18th century. Many historical documents refer to the area, as did the geographer Erich Philipp Plönes in his description of the Duchy of Berg in 1715.
The so-called Gestein, large caves in the mountains, is situated in this ward on the River Düssel between Feldhof and Hofkarstein, and visitors to the region betimes travel there to see it.
It was the wild charm of the rockscape that attracted the visitors back then. Today, it is difficult to imagine that the entrance to a narrow 50-yard-high gorge was very close by, just a few yards downstream the River Düssel from where you are now standing. The gorge may have only been 1,000 yards long, but the walls ran so close to the water that it was only passable by climbing high up along its sides. Friedrich Leopold Graf zu Stolberg described the view of the ravine from above in his travelogue of 1791.
Crossing cornfields that had been harvested, we entered a beechwood and suddenly found ourselves facing a jagged, massive wall of rock. Through a broad opening, we then entered a winding corridor. Suddenly, a deep ravine yawned at our feet. Opposite us, majestic rocks like those in whose caves we were standing were crowned with woods and covered with bushes and ivy on one side. Below us, the Düssel rushed past.
Historical documents also tell us that the entrances to 9 caves faced out onto the gorge. The Neander Cave was the largest of these. It not only offered hikers a place to rest, it was also a venue for parties and small festivals. Numerous late Romantic artists also visited the valley, capturing its pristine beauty in their pictures. The best known of these stem from the Düsseldorf Art Academy School of Painters. While the ravine continued to attract nature lovers, industrialization had long taken hold here where you are now standing. The wheels of a watermill, the former Walkmühle, turned at this very spot, driven by the current of the River Düssel. In 1672, the mayor of Mettmann, a Herr Weinbeck, had built it for his cloth factory. The museum contains a watercolor depicting the mill in or around 1806. In the second half of the 19th century, the Romantic Gorge was completely destroyed by limestone mining. The result was a stony wasteland. Nevertheless, day-trippers continue to come, something that seems difficult to credit from today's perspective. These tourists still poured into the valley, now to witness for themselves the extent of the industrial destruction. Several inns, some of which still exist, had already opened their doors. The museum's administrative wing marks the site of the former Neanderhof Inn, with its beer garden and park, which today form the museum's gardens. The area was frequently mentioned in the famous Baedeker travel guides for the Rhineland region. However, by the 1868 edition, the references had lost much of their enthusiasm.
Blasting and mining have already eroded some of the valley's fascination.
Ultimately, the valley benefited from its turbulent history. In 1921, the Düssel and Mettmann Valley were a nature preserve, the Neanderthal Conservation Area. This explains why the walls of the former quarry are now once again covered with trees. The quarry walls flanking the Düssel are only visible in winter when the trees are bare of foliage. The streams of day-trippers converging on the Neander Valley was never stopped. Without the continuing interest from tourists, the new museum could never have been built, and the tracts of landscape never restored or reconstructed.